Blog Talk Radio.
Arms.
I will extol thee, O Yahweh, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Yahweh, my Elohim, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Yahweh, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto Yahweh, O you saints, for of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Glory to the King. Bless you all, saints of the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. This is Elder Donnie here, your host for the evening on this edition of the Brother Segment on the Straightway Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio. How you all doing this evening, saints? I truly pray that you all are encouraged and that you all are doing fine on this day, prospering in the Most High and in this peace, this alone. Glory to the King. Let me know how I'm coming in, saints, if you can. Make sure I got this. Chat room up, right, and it's working properly. Almost lost connection. Oh, man, let's see. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Just bear with me, saints. All right, hallelujah. Chat room is up now. Glory to the King. If you can hear this, my voice, excuse me, let me know how I'm coming in. I see Brother Samuel in there. If you can give me a sound check, Brother Samuel. Please, sir. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, glory to the King. Thanks. I'm gonna go ahead and go on because I'm having little issues here with this. Okay, we got 10. All right, Brother Jeffrey, Sister Anna, thank you all, as well as Brother Samuel. I appreciate that. Thanks for the sound check, Brother Steve, Sister Wenda. Glory to the King. Yeah, just having a little bit of chat room issues, but this is up and running now. All praise to Most High, glory, hallelujah. So. But as always, it's a joy, it's an honor, it's a privilege to be here before you, you know, to fellowship with you on this evening. I mean, like I always say, you can be anywhere in the world that you want to be, but you decided to be here, and give Yah all the glory. I'll be here shortly this evening, saints, I don't know if you can hear my voice or not, but it's just coming back, and just trying to get my body, my mind right, and everything. So I really appreciate you all joining me here. All right. Thank you for my in-house sound check. Sounds great. Glory. Glory to the King. But I always want to give honor and praise to the Most High, always, and everything that I do. Because, you know, without him, I mean, we could do nothing. Without him, I mean, we would be lost. We would be dead in our sins. You know, we wouldn't even be such a thing. You know, he could and raise up a whole new people unto himself, a more obedient and a people greater than we could ever even think of. But he chose to hang in there with us and make provisions for us, you know. And Yahshua HaMashiach, he himself came down in flesh, you know, took up on the sins of us all. And for that, I'm grateful and thankful that we have an advocate, hallelujah, with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. So, hallelujah, we're not without hope, hallelujah, and we are victorious as a people. Glory to the King. So we're going to continue to walk in that. And I also want to give honor to our beloved shepherd, Pastor Charles Dowell Jr. And without his example, without his leadership and, you know, showing us, you know, being that example in this modern day and time, you know, because, you know, there's nothing like it. You know, when you ask questions like that, do you know of a pastor, of anybody that's doing anything like he's doing in the way that he's doing it? No, never even seen nothing like it.
is very few and far between. Matter of fact, I spoke with a brother on yesterday, Shabbat, my first time speaking to the brother, and he was like, man, I pretty much didn't believe in, you know, the pastors out there, the church, you know what I mean? Because I saw so many of them, they weren't, you know, men of their word. They weren't like the men in the book. And so I just really counted them off. But, you know, when he said, when he come here, it's a straight way, you know, he sees something totally different. You know, it's like a whole new world that's been opened up to him. So glory to the King, and that the Father is waking his people up. And my prayer and your prayer should be that, you know, the Father, you know, that he would do so. But you know how it is when the saints are being awakened, the opposition that they go through. And we all going to go through it, no doubt about it, but just keep them in prayer. Just keep them in mind. The things that you went through, all right, knowing that your brother as well will suffer some of the same things. And so just being there for one another, being encouragement and comforting one another, that's why we're here. Glory to the King. So I thank you all. Thank you, Brother Paul, Brother Ugly, for being in there as co-hosts, as always. It did my heart good, Brother Steve, Sister Wendy, they had the great news. I was talking to, you know, the elders at the table about it yesterday, and you know, it was just a breath of fresh air, and just the whole fact that the judge, the fear of Yah came upon him. He was terrified of y'all, man. Glory to the King, man. I told him, I said that right there in itself was probably brought a lot of joy to you guys' hearts. So just to see how real this thing is and how effective prayer is, and Yah is live and well, man, and he's with his people. Hallelujah, and so we're thankful for that. But glory to the King. We're going to get started. And like I said, I won't be here long, saints. I actually got to go to the plantation a little shortly afterwards, man. But until we figure out how to actually upload the messages and allow them to play through Blog Talk, then, you know, we'll figure that out and get that going for you soon. I won't be too much longer. Just wanted to come talk to you briefly here because, you know, we got the feast coming up. And just to get our hearts and minds prepared, as always, you know. And there was a beautiful message yesterday, teaching that Pastor Dow did, debunking the whole Lunar Sabbath deal. And you know what I find too, what's going on? It's so prevalent nowadays. I mean, so many different doctrines and winds of doctrine that are going around, and it's like, you know, I see folks just gravitate to them so easily. I mean, it's just so much foolishness, man, out there. I see a lot of it on social media, and not so much the saints here straightway, but just all over. You know what I mean? People that call themselves Hebrews, you know, is just I don't know. It's just like they sit around and look for a new thing, to run with, or just to have that exclusive thing. But you know what I'm thankful for is that the Father has protected us, put us up under this umbrella. As long as we stay here and where we are. You know, the spirit of truth, it dwells here, and it's there to lead and guide us into all truth. So we're not going to be misled. You know, as long as we, you know, be patient, run this race with patience, and the word tells us through patience you possess your soul. So if we just, you know, be content with what we've been fed with and learn it and chew off of it, we'll be just fine. But the good thing about teaching like the one on yesterday, it helps us to combat these type of doctrines when they were confronted with them, you know. And it's not the fact that we're going out looking for a fight, but let's say you may come across a coworker or someone, maybe even someone out on the street, a stranger, someone you don't even know, and you maybe get to talking, and you know that might be the philosophy or the thought patterns that they have or the doctrines that they have been introduced to, and you know now we have the tools to be able to combat that or help them out, you know, pull them out of the fire. So, you know, and all those things, you know, we give y'all the praise for, because like I said, we're in a good spot. And like Teacher Shane said last week, you know, what a time it is for us to be, you know, the Father chose us to call us out, you know, it's something else. And I remember being in the church, you know, some years ago, going on close to 10 years ago. And I remember it was like, you know what, something's got to shake, something's got to change, because if it don't, you know, it's feeling like I'm like the odd man out, man. Like nobody is seeing this thing where I'm seeing it. So something's got to shake. But y'all knows what we need, and it's all in his timing. We just got to get on board with him. Hallelujah. We'll be just fine. Glory to the King. But y'all, thanks. I pray that y'all are encouraged this evening. Because, you know, if you just think and you look at your own life, there's a lot that you have to be thankful for. Glory to the King, and not take it for granted, you know, that you even here right now, that you are breathing, that you're in clothed in your right frame of mind. It's quite an honor, quite the deal, because now you have the opportunity right now to change your situation, you know, to do better, to live righteous, to make an effort to do so. Even if you felt like, you know, all of the years you've been around or the year you've been in this thing or whatever the case is, I haven't gotten this thing right yet. But guess what? You have the opportunity now, you know. So another thing, too, is not allowing that guilt, shame, and condemnation to take over, to give into that junk, because that can take you out as well. But, you know, there's no condemnation to them that walk after the Spirit, you know, and not after the flesh. So you don't have to be condemned. Glory to the King. Go here real fast. I don't want to be running my mouth before you, but I'm going to start off here at Psalms 19, start at verse 7. And it says, the law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. And the judgments of Yahweh, they are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Hallelujah. So I'm so grateful for Yah's laws, huh? So grateful for them, and that he's revealing it even more so unto us in this late hour that we're in. Psalms 105, starting verse 39, it says, he spread a cloud for a covering, and fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quails, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise, and Abraham, his servant. And he brought forth his people with joy, and his chosen with gladness, and gave them the lands of the heathen. And they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise ye Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. You know, we coming upon the time here, saints, where we need to be remembering. You know, Yah always wanted us to remember his people. Why? The whole account of the Exodus and what he did for us. You know, and that should be a night that's going to be always be remembered throughout all of our history, because he brought us out with a mighty hand, so much so that, you know, it brought fear to the other nations around when they heard of what, you know, what had happened and what this mighty multitude of people, you know, who were compassing land, who were what the Elohim, the one and true only Elohim had done for them. And the same should be, that fear should be upon these heathen, hallelujah, in this day and time. You know what I mean? Just by our obedience to the Father, his commandments, it should reflect, hallelujah, it should be our covering, it should be our protection, our strength, you know, our wisdom among the other nations. Glory to the King. But we see how he took care of our ancients. And so all we got to do is be obedient, and he'll do the same for us, right? But that's easier said than done, you know what I mean? Because you know our history. But nonetheless, we should still be striving. I wanted to read something in Exodus here, Exodus 23. Exodus 23, study verse 1. And it says, thou shalt not raise a false report. Put not thine hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness.
Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak in the cause to decline after many to rest judgment. So in verse 1, it tells us right there we shouldn't raise a false report. You know what I mean? Don't go around putting out rumors. Don't do, and it says, put not thine hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. You know, so if you wasn't there to take part in something or see it happen or take place, you weren't a witness of it, then you shouldn't have no parts in speaking of it at all whatsoever. You shouldn't raise a false report. You shouldn't partake in that. And you shouldn't join yourself with a multitude of people or many people to do evil. Neither shall you speak in the cause to decline after many to rest judgment. You know what I'm saying, saints? So you gotta watch the things that we do, especially. And this here, nothing in particular. It just came to my spirit as I was reading over it, and actually with my family. And I was actually saying it to my daughter and just telling her, because I know how it is, you know, with children. You know, they get around each other, and you know, some adults act like children as well. You know, but still in all, you know, you want to be righteous and with the things that you do. You know, the word tells us out of the mouth of two or three witnesses let a thing be established. You know what I mean? If you wasn't there to witness it, then don't be a partaker in it. You know what I mean? To try to give your account or to spread it. You know, and don't do what everybody else is doing. You know, you might know the character of a particular person, a particular saint. You know what I mean? And, you know, it might be a rumor going around, or this particular person did this or that. You know, we don't even supposed to be operating in that fashion. And it could be that that person didn't even do the thing in which they are accused. You know what I mean? But just because you know the character of that person, you know what I mean? So that's not the fact. That's not that they did it. You know what I mean? So we can't be there to be so quickly to rest judgment and do those things. But moving on, saints, as I go to get into what I wanted to talk about this evening, it's mainly about cleaning house. As we already know, the feast is coming up, and we definitely need to be mindful of it. Because even last, what it was, the tabernacle, so we heard from the Father speak to us through interpretation of tongues and letting us know how there needs to be more love, and it's not love among us. And, you know, we're not even clean when we come before Him. And I remember one feast, it was right after we took in the tabernacle, the Passover, that we heard from the Father as well. And then He told us exactly that as well. We weren't clean. We need to get things right. So we want to make sure we go before Him right and be righteous, you know, discerning His body. Let me start in 1 Corinthians 5, 7, and 8. All right, and this, I'm going to be real quick here. Yeah, let's see. 5, and it says, purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Glory to the King. So, we got to, like I say, be mindful of it. And we're not just coming before the Father. Oh, you know, it's a feast. And, oh, man, we get a chance to hang out. Here we are again. I was invited. Excuse me. But nonetheless, it takes some preparation. You know, we should have already been doing that, you know, throughout the day season, getting ourselves ready to partake in this, because we are commanded, you know, to remember Messiah's death. And we don't want to do it unworthily. You know, we don't want to come before Him filthy. One of the things too I wanted to bring up is that this, and I'll read something from Ezra's, and it's talking about the heart. It's talking about our heart and how serious it is, how much is stored up in the heart, you know, that we really don't even realize. And I'm just saying this part right here. That's not what Ezra's saying, but there's so much in there.
we're not doing diligent inquiry and trying to find out, different areas, like the secret sins of our hearts and things that, we're just blinded to. We're not going to ever know it. And that's why I encourage, a lot of times I talk about that, the heart, because I'll just be noticing a lot about my own self. And with the Father, He reveals it to me. Sometimes it can be overwhelming, because it's like, wow, man, I didn't even realize that I had that in me. Or, excuse me, or it was the fact that it's just, I was doing certain things. I didn't even realize I was doing it. Or, I mean, I don't even know how to explain it. But you know what I mean. It's just that it's just wickedness. It tells the prophet even spoke about it, how wicked the heart is, and who can know it. but just talking to brothers and they're about to bury me. Thanks. Forgive me for that. Like I said, I'm just getting my voice back, trying to get my body right. Working some really, really weird hours and stuff. So body's taking time to adjust to it and just to gain strength and everything. I don't want to be coughing and all of that. Can barely, make out my voice as it is. But glory to the King. Still have work to do. Hallelujah. But the thing I wanted to say is this, whenever I'm talking to brothers or counseling or whatever the case is, it's not the fact that, you're getting over on man, because, we can formulate our sentences, we can say things to try to, appease man or make man feel like, hey, I dodged that when I got out of that situation. But ultimately, it's really not about me or no other, leader or whomever you're speaking to. You got to, get things right with yourself, and you got to be honest with yourself. You got to be truthful with yourself, because at the end of the day, Yah, He knows it all, right? And so it may seem like for the moment, okay, I got by on that one, So I'm good, or I cleaned that up in such a way where it didn't make myself look so wicked. But in actuality, you want to get things, you want to have those things brought forth where you can, bring it to the light, and have it and deal with it. You know what I mean? Because I'm saying this for a reason, because I've spoken to brethren before. And it's almost like, they have to, try to clean it up and try to make themselves, and pretty much lie, in a sense, thinking, oh, I'm just get over on him, he don't know, whatever. But it's not even about me at the end of the day, who you're lying to. And that's what we got to realize, Let me go to 2 Ezra while I'm there. All right, that's 2 Ezra 16. I'm going to start at verse 48. It says, the more will I be angry with them for their sin, said Yahweh. Like as a whore envieth a right, honest, and virtuous woman, so shall righteousness hate iniquity. When she decketh herself and shall accuse her to her face, when he cometh that shall defend him, that diligently searcheth out every sin upon earth. And therefore be ye not like thereunto, nor to the works thereof. For yet a little, and iniquity shall be taken away out of the earth, and righteousness shall reign among you. Praise God for that. Verse 53 says, let not the sinner say that he hath not sinned, for Yah shall burn coals of fire upon his head, which saith before Yahweh Elohim and his glory, I have not sinned. Behold, Yahweh knoweth all the works of men, their imaginations, their thoughts, and their hearts, which spake but the word, let the earth be made, and it was made. Let the heaven be made, and it was created. In his word were the stars made, and he knoweth the number of them. He searcheth the deep and the treasures thereof. He had measured the sea and what it containeth. He had shut the sea in the midst of the waters, and with his word had he hanged the earth upon the waters. He spread it out the heavens like a vault. Upon the waters had he founded it. In the desert had he made springs of water and pools upon the tops of the mountains, that the floods might pour down from the high rocks to water the earth. He made man and put his heart in the midst of the body, and gave him breath, life, and understanding. Yea, and the Spirit of Almighty Yah, which made all things, and searcheth out all hidden things in the secrets of the earth, surely he knoweth your inventions, and what you think in your hearts, even them that sin and would hide their sin. Therefore hath Yahweh exactly searched out all your works, and he will put you all to shame. And when your sins are brought forth, you shall be ashamed before men. And your own sins shall be your accusers in that day. What will you do? Or how will you hide your sins before Yah and his angels? Behold, Yah himself is the judge. Fear him. Leave off from your sins and forget your iniquities, to meddle no more with them forever. So shall Yah lead you forth and deliver you from all trouble. Glory to the King. So I think there's a lot not mentioned in there, a lot. But in a nutshell, it's just letting us know, you know what I mean? We got to just be real with ourselves. Be real with Yah, all right? And leave off from our sins, because, I mean, hey, shit. You're talking about the Creator. Who created, you know, everything. So he knows, you know what I mean? So who can escape him? Ultimately, who can escape them? So, you know, that should really put some fear in us, you know, to really get right. You know, and you know what? There are some things that we deal with that we don't even want to deal with. You know, no matter what we do, repent, you know, we try to get, you know, get right, still fall short. Hallelujah. But that's why we have the advocate, you know, Jesus Christ. You know, we can go to him. We can repent. We can go to him, you know, with a humble heart. But if we sit there and we deny it and we act like, oh, shit, I'm not doing nothing, or it's really not nothing going on, you know, stop that shit, because, you know, we lie to ourselves so much, or we lie to others so much, and then we lie to ourselves so much to where we don't even realize it. But we don't want to be real with ourselves and to deal with the issues that's going on with us. You know, if you have knowledge of sin, I mean, hey, you know, there's really no excuse for you. You know, to him to know to do good and to do it not, to him it is sin. You know, we know that sin is a transgression of the law. We know that sin, you know, is to miss the mark. But we don't have to live that way, all right? And so, you know, we need to get it right, get about our Father's business and get going. You know, a lot is, you know, it's not like you don't know, especially if you listen to pastors' teachings. It's not like you don't know what sin is. It's not like you don't know you personally, because the heart knows its own bitterness. Hallelujah. So it takes an effort on your part, you know, to get things right. Like I said, it may seem like, you know, you're getting by, or and you know, I'm gonna tell you the truth, this, you know, it's even difficult to even talk to folks in a rebuke or to try to correct, because people are always on the defensive end. Not that I'm running around trying to point out people's sins or nothing like that. It's not what I'm doing. But you know, even through just trying to help, you know, brethren out, you know, it's just, it's a struggle, it's a fight, it's a resistance, you know. We're only trying to, you know, look out for your soul. Hallelujah. So if you're wrong, you know you're wrong, just say accept it and deal with it and get things right with the Father. You don't have to get it right with me at all. Understand? So, but just know that Yah knows every single thing that we're dealing with, and He's not left us here comfortless. You know, we're not just lost in our sins to die. All right. So, you know, going forward, and as we prepare ourselves for the feast, let us be active in purging, getting out all of that old leaven. Anything that rises up, anything that puffs up. You know, our ancients, they would clean out the physical houses, you know what I mean, leading up to the Passover and unleavened bread. But, you know, we now, these temples here, they need to be clean. They need to be washed. They need to be garnished. They need to be meat for the master's use. Hallelujah. So there's so much in there. I spoke earlier about, you know, about speaking things out of the mouth. You know, all the things that come out of the mouth, you know, they originate in the heart. So we get that heart right, you know, then we'll be able to speak correctly. We'll be able to have proper thoughts, you know, instead of speaking out, you know, evil against others and putting others down and trying to elevate ourselves. You know what I mean? We'll be having more compassion. And that's what we need to have one to another. Marie, well, man, Psalms, I'll go to 34. Psalms 34, I'll start at verse 12. And it says, what man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Definitely seek peace and pursue it. Hallelujah. We already know about that tongue, that member there. Oh, it's so difficult to tame. So difficult to tame. But there's so much to be said about it, so many warnings about it. And the word and Apocrypha is so much. I'm going to skip down to verse 17 and it says, the righteous cry, and Yahweh hear it, and deliver them out of all their troubles. Yahweh is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and save it such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yahweh delivered him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Yahweh redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Thanks. So what I'm going to do real quick, just give me a drink of water or something, and then I'm going to take a break and come right back. And, end it on up. All right, thanks. Let me take a break, quick ministry break. All right. What I'm going to do, thanks. I'm going to go ahead and call it on this one, but I don't even know if y'all even heard me, because it's like I lost you at some point, but y'all just be encouraged, thanks to the Most High, and, you know, be diligent about your soul, and be righteous, be truthful, strive for holiness, and seek peace, and pursue it, and know that through patience you possess your soul, hallelujah. Y'all be encouraged, saints of the Most High. Definitely keep me lifted. Saints, keep me lifted. I definitely do that for you all. Keep the beloved shepherd lifted. And then all of your leaders in Israel and then for one another. And I look forward to seeing we'll be attending the feast. And let you stay encouraged until then. And know that what you're doing a good thing. You're doing a good work. Stay in the fight. Don't allow Satan to discourage you and to spit those thoughts to your mind and try to, you know, throw you off course. Hallelujah. So you're in the right way. Just continue to fight this fate. And I'm just content to, to fight. Really hold on eternal life. All right, thanks. I'll be encouraged to have a dying him signing off. Just forgive me for all of these different issues tonight going on. And I pray that we can, next time we get up on, we won't have these issues going on. All right, but bless you all. Thanks for the morning.